This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the evening edition. Uma and Ezra here, and we're going to take a look at this story about how the homeless might potentially start their new life as Kuala Lumpur tour guides. This is an interesting story here.
Yes, that's right. The Yellow House KL is an organization that is launching a program called Unseen Tours Kuala Lumpur, where street people are trained as tour guides to show tourists around Kuala Lumpur. It's really quite exciting. So Unseen KL offers a walking tour divided under three categories: the street art tour, the multicultural tour, and my personal favorite, the haunted tour.
Right. So according to this report, say you went on the haunted tour, tourists are taken to places and buildings around KL that are alleged to be haunted as claimed in urban legends. And if you take the street art tour, tourists are exposed to many creative installations and murals in various hidden parts of the city, while the multicultural tour exposes them to the many places of worship that are in the city. And of course, you know, Malaysia's rich cultural diversity. I think this is a terrific idea with great potential if done right.
Correct. I mean, it addresses two things very, very well, right? I mean, it addresses the, issue of homelessness to a certain extent. It trains people, gives them new opportunities. That's really cool. And then the other thing, of course, is, I mean, Ezra, you've been to Europe and the US and stuff, and every city you go to over there is so rich with these walking tours, right? Yeah. They've got hundreds of them that are kind of rooted in all kinds of crazy things, from food tours to, you know, if a movie was shot in a specific city, they'll have tours just about that film. And I'm sure Malaysia is rich in those sorts of things that need to be tapped into.
And I think when you, I guess, widen the talent pool, so to speak, of each individual's own experiences of the city, it provides a rich tapestry of what the city is about as well.
Also, if you're homeless and in KL, you have a unique insight into the city that a lot of us don't
have.
That's
right.
Right? And I'm sure you know the city better than most as well. And this will, I guess, tap into that knowledge and experience too.
We wanted to find out more about these sustainable initiatives to help the homeless. So reaching out to Munira Abdul Hamid, who runs Pertiwi Soup Kitchen. Munira, thank you for being with us on the evening edition. Now, the idea of sustainable help seems to be the only way to go, to actually solve problems like homelessness and poverty. Talk to us about how Pertiwi extends help beyond the soup kitchen.
Well, as you know, feeding is merely the icebreaker for us. By feeding, we keep in touch and we understand the real issues. You know, why was it the job that we arranged earlier and you got, and then why did you give up? Why couldn't you hold down the job? You know, so far, there have been many efforts, actually, matching employer-employee and training, all those things. They have been going on for a while. Mm-hmm. We have been giving training on building resilience, all those things.
But I would imagine there have been challenges in ensuring that the impact of those programs can be sustained for the long term.
That is the problem, you see, because you have to understand the problem they're in, yeah? Sometimes when you really hit rock bottom, there are many obstacles. And sometimes you become set in that kind of lifestyle. To get out of it requires a lot of discipline. If you find a job that's a 9-to-5, that's not going to be easy. You have to be prepared to get up and go. So we started by giving the readiness program. I mean, they're qualified. Some have diplomas, degrees, that sort of thing. So they can be hired and they want to work. But the minute you are working, it means you have to be in the office early, dressed, and prepared to work all day. So to change whatever lifestyle you've had for a while, for a few years, it's not going to be easy.
Right.
Very few actually manage to hold down the job. Yeah, the rest will say, oh, it's too hard. I cannot do that. So we tried to find something which is more suitable. Perhaps some of them, they like to be in F&B. And F&B can mean being waiters or something like that. And you can start at a later shift.
Mm-hmm.
That may work. But it still means you cannot suddenly take MC or disappear or things like that.
Right. It's a tough situation for employers as well, who at the end of the day, I guess, need reliable candidates for these types of programs to succeed, at least in the long run.
Yes, yes. So sometimes we try to match the expectations of both parties, but still the employer will expect something. You must deliver. And if you don't deliver, they know that the pool of candidates coming from you are going to end up being like that. They say, I don't want to work with you anymore because they are maybe unreliable or they tend to give up easily. So it's again about building resilience again, or finding jobs which are more suitable. We were just discussing also setting up some kind of a club, alumni, you know, for those who have gone through training. We've done 2 training programs already with the government, and we've done other training programs by different NGOs. But some, after some time, yes, they say, no, I've quit the job. So we try to make sure that you don't spiral downwards again. Catch them again. You know, there have been 1 or 2 who have worked 3 years here, 3 years there, and then suddenly 2 months of unemployment before you know it, they got caught with the wrong group, and then they're caught and they're locked up. And I say, oh my goodness, it just feels like a lot more. It felt like just a brief moment that I missed, and then suddenly I heard, Allah, Damaso. That means you're supposed to start all over again.
Right.
But we must not despair, you see, because you know that they're capable of working. But it's just the support system must be there to motivate. We're there, we're not going to judge, because we know. You know, even young people are like that. They get bored easily, right? Mm-hmm. To the young ones, 6 bulan is lama, you see? So how do you try to accept the fact that people do want change, but as long as they've worked for whatever months, you keep on motivating them and say, that's good. That's really an achievement.
Well, Munira, thank you so much for taking the time to share that with us. That was Munira Abdulhamid from Pertiwi Soup Kitchen. She was speaking to us about some of the on-the-ground efforts that they're making to create sustainable opportunities for the homeless in KL. And that relates to this initiative called Unseen Tours Kuala Lumpur that we were talking about earlier to potentially get homeless folks as tour guides for the city.
Yep, come up with a sustainable way to do that. I'm going to go on one of these. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go on one of these unseen tours.
Yeah.
And I think we should come back and feature these people on the evening edition.
And I think their perspective would be terrific as well.
Absolutely.
We've got more coming up on the evening edition. It's BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.